Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
So many things happening, coming at us pretty fast with spring and all, and I'm looking at my garden boxes thinking, what should go where and when? And thankfully, you have some information about that very thing.
Yes. First off, I can't believe it's already spring.
I know.
But for you people who love to plant, hey, you guys can actually be out in your garden now because it is the time to plant those yummy potatoes. St. Patrick's Day just happened, and so that is the time to start thinking about getting those seed potatoes in the ground. Actually, any time from mid to late March is fine for potato planting. Even before you plant those potatoes, you want to make sure you buy those seed potatoes rather than those that are bought for cooking, mainly because seed potatoes are certified disease-free and have plenty of starch in them so they can sprout as quickly as the soil temperatures will allow them to start growing. Most seed potatoes can be cut into four pieces, although they do come in different sizes. So, of course, like those larger seed potatoes may yield more than the smaller size ones. But each seed piece, when you're cutting them, should be between 1.5 to 2 ounces. And then the size will have at least more than one eye. Those are like the little growth, starts of growth on those seed potato seeds. Those are what we call the eyes. So each seed piece should have more than one eye on that potato. Each pound of potatoes should yield about 8 to 10 seed pieces. And then one thing you want to keep in mind is you want to cut those seed potatoes 2 to 3 days before you actually plant. That way it gives those freshly cut surfaces a chance to kind of toughen and form a protective coating before you plant them. That way they can be strong, and once the soil temperatures allow, those seeds will start growing. And then also, if you buy those seed potatoes way before your garden's even ready, go ahead and store those in a warm location because that will kind of help speed up the process and make those seed potatoes nice and ready for you to plant them. When you do plant them, try and place each seed piece about 1 to 2 inches deep and then about 8 to 12 inches apart in your rows. It is important to plant the potatoes in March, although you probably won't see the new plants start poking their way out through the soil until mid to late April, just because our soil temperatures aren't quite there yet. But you can stick those in the soil here this time frame here in March. As the potato plants grow, go ahead and pull the soil up to the base of the plants. New potatoes are born just above that old seed part. It is important to keep the sunlight from hitting the new potatoes, because those exposed new potatoes will turn green, and when they turn green, they can produce a poisonous substance called xylene. I think I'm saying that right. So just make sure you keep those potatoes covered to help prevent this. So go ahead and get those potatoes in the ground now. And then some other planting tips. If you guys are wanting to grow lettuce and radishes and spinach, those can be planted early enough that typically weeds aren't a problem. Those plants can be planted starting this time frame, mid-March, to as late as mid-April. So you do have some time frames, a good month, to get those lettuce and radishes and spinach plants in. If you're not worried about space with your garden, you can plant a wide row, and then that way you can get more production out of a smaller space. And you might ask, how wide can I plant those? Usually 12 to 18 inches is about right. And then when you do plant, you can plant in several rows close together. Just make sure you have a wide enough area to kind of walk through. And then after you seed, kind of lightly tamp down the row with the back of the hoe to eliminate any air pockets. And then pull the soil from the sides of that row back over to cover the seed. Probably you only want the seed to be about 1/4 inch below that top soil. And so, yeah, if you do happen to plant too many seeds and they start growing and they're pretty close together, you can go ahead and thin them out later. But, yeah, so just kind of keep those things in mind on those vegetables.
And an extra thing to keep in mind if you're planting radishes, sprinkle a lot of chili powder around them because the squirrels seem to want to eat them all in my yard.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Comes in handy. They don't like it up their nose, so they leave the radishes alone. Now, there are some other events that are coming up that you were going to remind us about?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to just quickly remind the public of our Horse Sense mini-series that's coming up here into March. On the 28th is the first one here in Paola. The second series will be April 13th at Douglas County Fairgrounds, and then we'll round off the series on April 25th in Ottawa. We do have the flyers and everything with that series that talk more about the times and mainly the topics and the speakers on the Marizine website, as well as the Facebook page, the Marizine website Facebook page as well. So please, there's still plenty of time to get signed up. There's no cost to come to this one, but this is going to be a really good series, and we're glad to be bringing this to all the horse owners in the area. And then the last item I wanted to kind of get on everybody's radar is save the date for April 21st and 22nd. Yes, that is a Friday-Saturday combination, but this Eastern Kansas Grazing School, we are very excited to be having one of the host locations. We are doing two of them in our area. The Wyckoff Family Farms over in Wellsville, Kansas, will be the location for the school. And I will be talking about this a little more later on. But please save the dates for April 21st and 22nd with this grazing school. It's going to be a really neat opportunity, mainly focusing on intensive grazing practices for you cattle producers.
Sounds like the Extension District's version of Spring Fling is to fling knowledge freely. Very nice. We appreciate it. And if anybody needs a refresher on those dates or what's coming up, how would they find that?
Yeah, if you go check out the Marizine Facebook page, as well as the Marizine website, Extension website. All of that information will be up there. Or better yet, give me a call. Reach out to me. You can call my office at 913-294-4306. I'd love to visit with you.
Sounds great, and we appreciate it. Again, thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.